I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 33 of True Believers. Last week, we read the 2006 Daughters of the Dragon series, and this week, we're here for a very heavily spoiler-filled recap and review of Matt Reeves' The Batman.
Batman ventures into Gotham City's underworld when a sadistic killer leaves behind a trail of cryptic clues. As the evidence begins to lead closer to home and the scale of the perpetrator's plans become clear, he must forge new relationships, unmask the culprit, and bring justice to the abusive power and corruption that has long plagued the metropolis. Once again, it's the mind bender, three-time felony offender, demented, brain cemented, mixed in the blender. I lose ya, math confusion, question mark clues in, what, where, why, who's it, quiz, time to ask yourself who it is. Now, let's step into the mind of a Riddler.
I didn't know what you were doing for a second there. I was like, what's going on? Felt like a freestyle.
No, Method Man wrote that.
Oh, that's why. I was like, what is...
You thought I had got really good, huh? You were like, oh my God, she's really good on some Camp Rock tees. No, Method Man said that. First of all, Andrew, how did you feel about the Batman?
I really, really, really liked this Batman. I'm not even going to lie. It was just really good, honestly.
I think it's the most I've enjoyed live action Batman since Michael Keaton, honestly. I got to say Michael Keaton and like, I don't know. I like 90s Batman, you know, it was goofy, but it was a vibe. I just liked it because they just made a regular crime movie. This is like a regular crime movie. And the main character is just some rich guy with a leather kink.
Yeah, I was so into this movie. I think it's so good. Like, there's just so much good to talk about.
So, you just want to look at his bat titties.
Who doesn't, honestly?
Also, they were gigantic.
I was looking about to say that. Yeah.
They look like little pillows on his chest. I was like, okay, Robert Pattinson?
I don't know. Okay, so I have so much good to say about this movie. So I want to say the two like bad things I have to say about the movie first. I just think the movie was super long, and they definitely could have taken out like one or two plot points just to make it go by quicker. But then this movie was straight up like out of the comic books, right? This was a Batman comic book. So Batman comic books also have stories that go on way too long and plots that should be removed. So I get it. It was good. But then, the other thing I think was just our theater, because you know how it fucked up for a little bit and like it was quiet at some points.
Oh, yo, the music. All the lights went off in the middle of the movie. Yeah. Like the whole screen turned off and we were all sitting there like, uh-huh. Yeah, but it's turning shit back on.
Yeah, I think it was just that theater that fucked up, because at some points, like the actual dialogue was quieter than the music, so it was hard to hear what was going on. But that's it, you know. I think everything else about this was great.
My one gripe with the movie, honestly, is first of all, whatever the hell they did to Colin Farrell, they made him look like Joe Pesci. It's like he was serving as the Penguin. He was giving Cobblepot. But I was like, why would you hire? Because Colin Farrell, he wants to be like a cool character actor so bad. But sir, you are beautiful. You better stop this. Don't do that no more.
I was impressed with how ugly they made him.
I don't mean that to say that I think Joe Pesci is ugly. It's just like you could tell that Joe Pesci was the template for the way that they restructured his face.
Yeah, he was like probably 100 pounds heavier. And there was a lot. I don't know. It was impressive what they did to him because he was almost unrecognizable.
He was literally unrecognizable because it was just his soulful eyes. That was it. That was all I could see.
It was just his voice. I think that's the only reason I knew that it was him. But he had a good accent, too. Like, even his accent was really good. Man, all the actors, they ate this shit up. They knew what they were doing.
So we start off the movie with the mayor of Gotham City getting killed with I thought it was a shovel, but we find out later it's some kind of carpeting tool. And I'm like, damn, he got killed. Because it just happens out of nowhere. All of a sudden, like, he's watching some debate that he did with this Black lady whose name is, I think her name is Bella Real. And she's running to be the mayor of Gotham City. He's the incumbent mayor. And she's like, basically, your administration is trash. What progress have we seen in Gotham City? Like, you're trash. Like, you're trash. And he's trying to rebut it. She's like, trash, trash. And then all of a sudden, he turns off the TV and from the dark comes the Riddler, and the Riddler like bashes his head in.
Okay.
His little bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
And then he mounted him.
Yeah, that was weird. He did, like, it was kind of getting kind of sexual. Like, I was sitting there uncomfortable. But that's what was so good about the Riddler in this, right? Is because the Riddler usually isn't that scary. I'm sorry, he's just not. But this one was terrifying. Like, scary. This man has a lot of problems going on. He was sitting in the dark, and he's crazy, and he's screaming. Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know what this man's
about to do. And then when he gets on top of him, he makes a noise, too. It was, like, he's, like, and he spends the whole movie screaming. And it is, when we say he's, like, screaming, we do mean he's, like,
it was
freaking Tarzan jungle yells. And I'm, like, oh, I'm never going to Gotham. And then all of a sudden, after all this, they put the bat signal in the sky. And Commissioner Gordon is there. It's Jeffrey Wright, the greatest actor ever. And then you hear Batman. It's Thursday, October 31st.
Bruh, I thought this was about to be a long Halloween movie. I'm not even going to lie.
I was so upset because that was the same thought that I had. I was like, you better not be holiday killing Riddler. Absolutely not. Because we both didn't like the long Halloween. It was long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Batman, there was some gang of dudes wearing skull masks. And I think one of the dudes was like getting initiated into the skull mask gang because he only had half a skull mask on. And they're on the train. And this Asian man is trying to just get off the train and mind his business. And they go to like beat the shit out of this Asian man. But the boy with half the mask won't do it. And then Batman comes up and just starts beating the fuck out of them. And he beats down like 7 people. And then he says, I am vengeance.
Bro, that was funny as fuck. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, the funnier thing is that they call him Vengeance, like, the whole movie. they just say it like it's his name. Like, Catwoman says, hey, Vengeance, or something like that. And then Gordon says something, he's Vengeance, or something like that. And I was like, are you serious? Is that your prototype name?
Well, that's giving Batman, isn't it? Because he is edgy and weird.
No, it's not like even. Yes, exactly.
But it was giving straight up Batman comics.
It absolutely was. Then they walk into the crime scene, right? Gordon got Batman. And the funny thing about this to me is that he didn't come in through the window. He didn't come in through a skylight, any entrance points. You know, he didn't sneak up on nobody. He literally just walks in. And I don't know why that was the funniest thing to me. I was absolutely right in that I was going to have an inappropriate reaction to watching the movie because I laughed my way the whole way through it. Because I'm demented. And the Riddler is having these little Zodiac killer ass riddles and ciphers and stuff. And I'm sitting up like, I hate this. And then it's like everybody's so like anti-Batman. And I'm like, as you should, because there's something wrong with a grown man who's dressed up as a bat. No ways around that.
See, I like that he just kind of walks in because it's giving like young Batman, because it's only his second year as Batman, you know, so it's like he's still learning how to do all these things. And he clearly has a lot of growing to do.
Listen,
so I like
he's just Vengeance. Doing. He's not the knight yet.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on. But I like this. It's like it's a young Batman trying to figure out things. And it's giving what the Dark Knight thought that they were doing.
It's like, no, I didn't absolutely hate it. I just thought it was funny because he's sitting up and this is like a small hallway in the mayor's mansion or whatever, and he's walking his big ass through this, and he's just like from the distance that the camera was to his back, like how tightly they were zoomed in, it looked like he was about to overtake the hallway. And I'm like, just him walking in is funny anyway, but just the fact that he looks so big and the hallway looks so small.
I know they did that on, like, they definitely did it on purpose, because I don't think Robert Pattinson's that big of a dude, but
he's not.
They were killing it. Like, the camera angles, I think every part of that was amazing. They knew what they were doing.
I remember what my one thing was that I really didn't like about the movie. I don't like the aesthetic of Gotham. I thought it was, they made it too, like, New York-y, too modern-y. And I like Gotham City when it's just a tad bit, you know, old school. I think it works better like that.
I'll agree with you, because they kept going to that one scene and angle that kind of looked like New York's Times Square, you know? And I always thought the exact same thing.
And I was like, Gotham City, come on, this is New Jersey. This is New Jersey, people.
But then you show, like, Wayne Manor, which was straight up, like, 18th century Gothic. And it was amazing, but it, like, kind of didn't fit the same vibe as the city, you know?
Yeah, and also, I kind of thought it was ugly. So I was like, I'm looking at this big, I'm like, y'all pay all this money for this house, and it's not even cute. Mm-mm. Sometimes less is more.
I liked it. It was
rich people don't know that, but sometimes less is more.
Rich people don't know that, which was kind of the whole point of this movie. That was the reoccurring theme. Rich people don't know that.
The only rich people that know that are Carmine Falco. He know, but believe me, if somebody gonna know, it's him.
Okay, yeah, this movie, I mean, we can't go over through every plot because it's so long, but...
Okay, so let's go over just the Riddler's dumbass clues, because the thing that was so funny, his little cipher said drive, and then the thumb was missing off the mayor's body, so they went into all his cars, because he had a million cars, which is should have been the first clue that he was corrupt. This man had too much money being the mayor of the city. But he had like 47 billion cars, and he was like, yeah, we're looking, this is this one. Oh, this is the murder weapon. And he's like, what the hell is this?
It's goddamn some kind of flash drive sitting in the USB
port. No, it was in the car. Yeah, there's a car. There's a flash drive. And then they pull out the flash drive, and he's like, what the hell is this? Gordon does. And he's like, it's a thumb drive. I was sick
because the thumb is attached to the thumb drive. Like, it is gross. With the actual thumb, like, and was demented, first of all, the Riddler.
So they look on the... No, the Riddler was funny as hell. I'm going to defend him until I get to the end where I have to drag him.
Absolutely
so
not. This man is crazy.
Just because he was crazy doesn't mean it wasn't funny, because it was funny. It was funny the whole time. So when they put the thumb drive in the computer, they see all these pictures of the mayor with some young girl all bruised up with these really beautiful boots on. And then I was like, oh, that's not his wife. That was my second thought. And then I was like, oh, don't she look a little young? And then I was like, oh my God, her face is bruised. Like, she looked all beat up. And then they were outside the Iceberg Lounge, which, you know, is the Penguin's little spot. So yeah. Batman goes to the Iceberg Lounge, and then twins from Teen Wolf are at the door, and he's like, hey, I need to see the Penguin. And they're like, no. So he opens the door and beats their ass. And the music in there is so loud that, like, people don't even notice that Batman is, well, people notice, they just don't care. Batman is going through and just whipping everybody's ass.
And it's so quick too, like, fight, like, he's not fucking around at all. It's just like two hits, like, he's done and moves on. Yeah, it was like the fights in this weren't overdone and tried to do for dramatic effect, you know, which is another thing. Yeah. I really appreciated, because a lot of movies,
it was
like
a realistic fight,
like that. Yeah,
because a lot of people don't understand that fights are quick. Like, people think if you're fighting, you're like William Wallace. No, I'm not Spartacus, I'm not in the ring. It's pop, 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 I got you.
Especially if it's one man against nine people, he's gonna knock him out and move on. Like, that's it. That's what he.
Because he gotta knock out all nine.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't last 15 minutes, you know. That's just unrealistic. But this worked. I loved it.
Yeah. So then, when he finally gets to the Penguin starts to try and BS him. He's like, "No, I don't know that girl." And then, So when he stuck the thumb drive in Gordon's computer, it sent out. There was a bug on the flash drive, and it sent out the pictures to, like, every news station from his email. Oh my God, that was sick. And then
that was so shady. I loved it. That was like the fucked up part of the whole movie.
Penguin, he's like getting tough with the Penguin, and all of a sudden Zoe Kravitz comes in looking good in this beautiful wig. And I was like, okay, with this great makeup, I was like, it's giving Euphoria. And then I looked down at her legs, and guess what she had on?
Them boots.
Those damn boots. And then, so Robert Pattinson, obviously, he was looking at her legs too. There was long looks. He made eye contact with her, and like, she's so unbothered by him even being there as Batman. Like, she literally just keeps attending to her business and leaves. But she does maintain eye contact with him a little bit, because she's like, hey, bad dude, what up?
And she works in the Iceberg Lounge. She's used to seeing weird ass people. Like, Batman's probably like, okay, it's just another day working.
She works literally for the Penguin.
Listen, the Penguin's more unsettling to look at in this movie than Batman is.
Okay, so he stalks Selina all the way home. Like, she runs out to get a taxi. She's taking a phone call. Some girl on the other side is like freaking out, and she's like, it's okay, it's okay. So he stalks her all the way home, watches her from across the street, sees the same Russian girl in the pictures.
Mind you, this is why you don't leave your blinds open, people, because people are looking in, you know. Batman was watching because every single window was open.
Yeah.
You don't leave your windows open.
Close your blinds. And yes. So he sees her. She takes off her clothes. And it's like, it's not even one of those nasty take off the clothes scenes, which I was proud of them for that. Because I was like, y'all better not linger on nothing. No, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she just takes off her clothes, and she puts on her leather catsuit, and she just literally just cartwheels and parkours out the window down the fire escape to a random side garage and takes a motorcycle out. She ends up at the mayor's mansion. I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? She lowers herself in from the ceiling, and she got some safe cracking equipment. I was like, so she a thief. Okay.
It's giving Selena Kyle. Like,
yeah, it's Selena Kyle. I don't know why I was shocked, but like I didn't realize she was this far into her thievery journey. So she, and then he's like, you're quite, oh, so she cracks the safe, right? And there's a passport inside. And I was like, oh, this dirty mayor done sees this little Russian girl passport. So then he's like, you're quite good at that. And the, she turns around and she starts kicking the shit out of him. She's like, kick, 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 kick. And they start tussling, grabbing for the passport. And she's little, so he finally grabs it and is doing that thing like when you put your hand on somebody's forehead and just hold them away. He doesn't exactly do that, but essentially that's what he does spiritually. And he's like, he just starts reading the girl's information. And he's like, so you killed the mayor because of this. And she's like, what? I didn't kill nobody. I don't know how that, you know.
I like that this Batman wasn't trying to, I mean, he's definitely like a bad cop type of person. But it was like, he didn't know everything that was going on. He was just learning as the movie went, which was good to me. Like, he's a detective. He's here to learn.
He made me mad because the Riddler out-detected him. Because that's what the Riddler does. No, but I'm saying with his plot and what he was doing, he was the true detective of this movie. I'm like, Batman, you need to be in Arkham every week taking notes from him, because I'm sitting up like, yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
The Riddler. That's what made it work so well, is that he was like always 18 steps ahead of Batman. Batman looked like a fucking idiot throughout this movie. Like, he did. He made him look but so he
was
stupid.
At least Batman was getting the riddles right. Because except for that first riddle, the first riddle he gets directly from the Riddler, I was like, I got the riddle right first. But, you know, let's refocus. So he sends Selena in as an informant in the Iceberg Lounge. And she's got these, like, contact lenses in her eyes. And so he's got her going around getting information. She's talking to the DA. The DA is the dopehead. What was the drugs? They were called, I have notes. They were called drops, right?
So yeah, just drops.
Drop head. And when I tell you, they high as a kite, and he started telling her all kind of information. And I'm sitting up like, what? And one of the Riddler's clues was like, if you find the rat, like, bring him to the light or something like that. And I was like, who is the rat? I'm looking for the rat this whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, Selena is like leaving, and all of a sudden she runs into Carmine Falcone, who's being played by John Turturro, who's a great actor. But may I say, Mr. Turturro was looking real zaddy-ish as Don Falcone, because he did this thing where he like grabbed her face, but not in a creepy way, just like, oh, there you are. He's like, I didn't see you around. Hey, it was such a casual conversation. And then Bruce is over there. When I tell you, the bat wants a little bit of the cat, because he was like, you didn't tell me that you had a relationship with Carmine Falcone. And she's like, we don't have a relationship. I was like, and then I'm leaning over at Andrew. I'm like, is he still her father?
So the whole time, Selena, though, she's trying to figure out what happened to her Russian friend. That's all she really cares about. Batman, though, he's like, we got to stop the Riddler. Like, we're not on the same pages, but our interests are kind of aligning in this moment.
Selena's like, he antagonizes the hell out of Selena, because like, you have a relationship with Carmine Falcone. And she's like, boop. A video off. How about that?
She took those contacts out with those long ass nails. I was impressed, first of all. Like, that was some crazy shit to
that
watch.
That gave me anxiety. I was like, no.
Her nails are at least like 3 inches long. These are her real nails. It was a lot to watch. Just her taking out the contacts.
They weren't 3 inches. I would say they were about, I don't know, they were a nice, sensible length for her to be a cat burglar and still have a full set.
It was scary watching her open her eyes with those things.
But what's crazy, though, is like she slashed. At the end, she slashed somebody's face. And I was like, now, how the hell did you take out them contacts? Like, that was you took out them contacts with the same nails that you could slash a face with. OK, but the weird B-plot that they should have taken out was that Bruce and Alfred are having problems, because at this point he tells Alfred he's not his father, and like Alfred's just sitting around looking sad the whole movie. So the Riddler, right, he grabs the DA and he's like, he literally like pops up in his backseat, and I was like, see, the DA didn't learn street smart.
And he was high as fuck too, and he was drunk, and he was ready to drive home. I was like, good, get this man out the car, kill this man, like, he's corrupt as hell, he's trying to drive drunk.
Once again, mounted him from behind. Well, he was in the back seat, but like, that's essentially, he keeps on like getting close enough to dry hump people, and it's really weird. Not only just because he's a killer, but like,
that's kind of what makes it so scary, though, is because there's like a weird perversion that's happening on top of all of this. Like, this is the person that could definitely be a real person. like, his whole goal, sorry, I'm just going to say it. His whole goal is, like, he's his whole Marxist trying to stop, bring the rich, everything. Or stop the rich. Yeah, that's what it is.
Don't even call him a Marxist. He's not, because the whole reason, the only thing, when people have been comparing this movie to The Dark Knight, I will say, I think The Dark Knight failed, like, the Joker fails in his weird ideology for the same reason that the Riddler fails, is because they're two self-important white men who think that they have the true solution to solving societal ills. Like, this is just an extension of their God complex. It has no true meaning. Like, they're just bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is just their white male power fantasy. They don't give a damn. Exactly. Like, at first,
that's what makes him so scary, is because that's
the Joker. A real actually, person. He was just crazy. Like, the Riddler really thought he was doing good, and I was like, "Sir, no." The moment when you decided you were just gonna start shooting up the school, that's where you lost.
That's where your ideology fails. But that's why he's like, "I just want to stop the rich. I want all the corrupt people to face justice for what they've done." And it's like,
period, me too. But here's the thing. You know, you could have just exposed them, right?
Yeah, you didn't have to kill people, leave riddles. Literally.
But the riddle shit was funny, because they have a memorial for the mayor, right? And Bruce goes as Bruce Wayne. And people are like, "Do I know you?" And they're like, "Oh shit, it's Bruce Wayne." And I was like, that would be me, like, in universe. I'd be like, who is that? He looked, tell me why they kept all the poor people out. They were like, no entry for the poor.
They were literally, like, picketing on the side of the road that the poor people were. Like, that's so fucked up, right?
And then there were, like, regular people inside the memorial, because it was in, like, a large city building, but they were behind ropes.
That's exactly why it's kind of like, we can't see why the Riddler is the way that he is. You know, because it makes sense.
The Riddler, like, poor people. Launched a car in the memorial, and the DA's in the car, and all these cops, because there's like a million cops, they're like, "Come out with your hands up." So he comes out, and there's a fucking bomb strapped to him. I'm like, "Bob, he's got a bomb." I told you, as soon as the Riddler, like, kidnapped him, he put that thing around his neck. I was like, "That's a bomb."
Yeah, that was kind of obvious with the flashing lights. I think we all knew what was going on. I didn't think he was going to be thrown in the middle of a memorial, but...
So they keep him, the cops keep him in this bomb all in this room all night long. And they're like, "Do not move your ass nowhere." They send in a little robot to, like, record. And Batman, and also strapped to his chest is, like, a little sign that says, "To the Batman." It's a card, because he's been just leaving greeting cards at all his crime scenes. That is top tomfoolery. I love it.
That's peak Riddler. To leave, like, a card with a riddle in it. Like, that's peak Riddler.
It's honestly funny as hell. So Batman goes, and he's got his cell phone strapped to his hand, and it's been ringing all damn day. And don't nobody want to get close to answer it, because he got this bomb.
That's the funny part, too. Like, can you just imagine Riddler on the other line just obsessively ringing the phone? Like, that's what he's doing with his life at this point.
It was literally so funny. So it's like, ring, ring, ring. And Batman, he reads the card, and it's like, it just says answer. Like, that's the written part. I don't remember what the joke is, but it just said answer. So he answers the phone, and there's the Riddler, like, on a FaceTime call. And he's like, "You're joining me and, like, all of my friends," or something. So he on Instagram Live, and he's like, "Okay, so we're going to play a little game." And then I was like, "Not you trying to Squid Game."
He has to answer all these riddles, and Batman's giving him the answers.
And the first one was like, "You can lose it. It can be blind. It can be poetic." And I was like, before anybody said anything, I heard blind and poetic justice. And so Batman's giving him the answers. And then he's like, I don't remember what the second one was, but he was like, it was something about money or a bribe. It was a bribe. And he was like, he wants to know how much it costs for you to turn the other way. And then he was like, "It depends." And I was like, this is not the time to be, it's depending. You are strapped to a bomb with a timer on it.
Yeah, you only had 2 minutes to answer 3 questions. And all the riddles had answers that led to, like, basically
exposing
corruption. Yeah.
Yeah. And great. The second one was like, the thing that pissed me off, though, was that he said $10,000 was, like, his lowest amount for a bribe. Like, you're the DA of Gotham City. $10,000 is, like, that's where you go for a bribe. I'm gonna need at least half a milli to look the other way, you know, if it's me.
I mean, as much as the DA sees, that 10,000 adds up real quick, you know.
So
this is what I like, though, is because this guy, he dies at the end because he doesn't want to give up the name of the rat. It is what it is. He deserved it.
He was like, if I give up that name, I'm already dead. So then we looking at the timer. It's coming up on seconds. Tell me where Bruce as dumbass don't move away. Like, yeah, he deserves to get blown up.
Yep. And see, that's what I'm saying. It's like a really inexperienced Bruce. He hasn't fought somebody like this yet. He's just been beating up thugs up until this point. So now he's fighting real villains. And it's like, oh, fuck. I don't know what to do.
So he eventually he's like, I'm going back to the he like starts looking at the other ciphers, and he gets a thing. What was it? El Rata Alata. And he was like, he was like, it's a rat with wings. And so he somehow ends up in a car chase with the Penguin, and he chases the Penguin. It's like Fast and it wasn't even like Fast and Furious. It was like Bad Boys for Life. It was literally that exact car chase alongside, you know, the crazy weapons and reversing mid drive on the freeway and riding through mm-hmm. the 18-wheeler trucks. Like, it was insane. And then he's like, he finally catches, he's with Jim Gordon at this point, right? And he's like,
They get the penguin.
And
they tie him up to like a pole, or tie his hands and these legs together. And he's leaning up against this weird pole.
And he's like, what the hell is this? Is this good cop, batshit crazy cop?
And they're antagonizing the shit out of him, trying to get answers. And Penguin's not.
And they called him a rat. Oh my God, they called him a rat. He was like, hey, I ain't no rat. When I tell you, he's losing his mind on them. And he just starts making fun of them. And they like, you're El Rata Alata. And he's like, you know, except, you know, one thing, I ain't no rat. Second of all, y'all dumb as hell. Because even like, am I the only one who knows the difference between L and La?
The humor was so well placed in this movie, because this movie's not funny, but then they had jokes that were so funny.
It's hilarious.
It's not a funny movie.
This movie excels at dark humor. I hate when, especially comic book movies, I hate when movies try to make me laugh, because I have a funny sense of humor. Like, I'm on one hand, I'm really goofy, but on the other hand, like, if people tell me jokes, I'm like, haha.
Yeah, this movie, though, it hit the head on the nail with its humor. Like, it knew what it was doing. It made the well-placed jokes that really, really worked. And
it's Colin Farrell, like, he deserves his flowers, because he ate up this humor.
They all did. All the actors in this movie were phenomenal. They all ate it.
They absolutely did. And Penguin is still there. Like, he's still up against this pole, right? Like, he just hasn't moved because he's still tied up, but he's not secured to the pole. They pull out this computer and they go to elratalotta.com and like start tickety tack, like having a text only conversation. And he's like, I found a clue. And he's like, is it done? Did you expose the rat or something? And then he gives him another riddle. And the answer is, he's like, orphan question mark. And then he was like, you'll see. And then he meets Catwoman again. He meets Catwoman again for some reason. And then all the clues are about the Waynes. And they mail a bomb to his goddamn house. Alfred gets bombed. He's trying to get in contact with Alfred. And the lady is on the phone like, sorry, sir, something terrible already happened. He got blown up 2 hours ago. And I'm thinking, Alfred dead as hell. He was rude to him this whole movie, and now he dead. He wasn't dead.
See, that's another, they could have left that part out too.
They really could have left that storyline out. But I thought it was interesting.
I think that should have been a second movie scenario type of thing, if it was going to be there. It didn't need to be in this one.
I feel like there could have been something, but I didn't think Alfred needed to be in the hospital. That was dumb. But I like that they were exposing they were like, we're going to expose the Waynes too. I'm like, okay, what's tea? What's tea? And I was like, okay, Thomas Wayne, Martha Kane, what's tea? And they were like, no. So they went to the orphanage, right? And I'm thinking, oh my God, this scary ass bitch is going to be in the orphanage. I'm scared. So they start looking around, and then somebody just jumps out of nowhere. I was like, what? It's like a fully grown man, and then you see all these random people in a bunk bed orphan dorm room, and I was like, what? So you see his little video about how the Waynes are corrupt, because that's his new thing, and that's why he blew up Alfred. I said those things out of order. That's what happened. Then he blew up Alfred.
This to like expose all how Gotham was formed with all the corruption that it is backed up on, because it is. And he's exposing all the rich families that have done all this really shitty shit.
Because they went from Martha being one of the Kains, they went from her being a Kain to being an Arkham. So there was like, they were Gotham's golden couple. But Thomas Wayne went to Carmine Falcone and had killed this reporter because he was going to expose that Martha had a history of being mentally ill and she was in asylums and stuff. And I was like, okay, damn. You know what? I didn't even, you know, it's sad because I didn't feel no ways about it. Like, I think investigative journalism goes too far sometimes. And I feel like a lot of these people don't be thinking about the repercussions because these people are rich. Like, you, what did trying to expose this woman's mental health problems, what did it do? What was it going to add to the cities? You know, like, you, that's not uncovering corruption. That's not saving people. It's literally just trying to embarrass these people. And for what?
It's just you being a dick is what it is. That's what it boils down to.
Because it was like her mom had killed her dad and then committed suicide. And then Martha was in and out of asylums like her whole life. What does exposing that add? Because those people are already dead. They're dead.
And that's just sad. Like, you don't need to expose all that. That's her personal life. And if she doesn't want to talk about it, she doesn't have to talk about it.
This is a young lady with like a child. Like, these people, they think nothing when they try and do these things. And it's like, I feel like they think because they're famous, like these aren't people. Like, what does this do? Mm-hmm. What does this add? This is why I think like TMZ is horrible and entertainment news. Cause I don't, these celebrities, they're people. Like,
yep. Just because you think you know them doesn't mean you know them. Like you might listen to their songs and try to relate, but you don't know these people.
Stop developing parasocial relationships with these people. Get out their business, nosy assholes.
But that's anyways, what makes this movie work so well, too, is because of all the journalism that happens throughout the movie. Because Gotham is Gossip City, basically. So everything is all about, like, the socialites. And quite frankly, the poors don't care. Like, they think they do. Like, the rich people think that the poor people care, but they don't. They want these rich people out.
And the most interesting thing, honestly, about the movie was the fact that while Thomas Wayne was running for mayor of Gotham City, he pledged $1 billion, what is it called, like an endowment to the city, $1 billion, and that was the rebuilding fund or whatever for Gotham. And I'm like, so where has this money gone? If like, what are they using the money for? $1 billion, if they died in 2001, that's only 22 years. Like, what has the money been used on? I want to see the money. That was my thought when they first introduced the concept. And then so the Riddler was like, yep, people are stealing this money. And I was like, okay, what's T Riddler? What's T? Because all his clues were insane. Also, the second time he told somebody, we didn't even mention it, that guy's face got eaten by rats. It wasn't even worth mentioning, but his face did get eaten by rats.
All of the ways that these people died were very brutal. And it doesn't necessarily show all the details of these things, which is good, but it's a lot. You know, that's some heavy shit happening in this movie.
And like, the thing that's so funny, though, is that regular people of Gotham are so unbothered because it's like, some rich prick got. What does that have to do with me?
Especially when it's the DA and they're like, remember that time last year he didn't help me?
You remember that time last year when they sentenced me, when they sentenced my cousin to like 50 years because he stole a pack of gum?
Exactly.
And this is...
And we know that the starting rate was only $10,000 to get you to say whatever they want. Okay. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying that they're right in killing because, people, but...
Like, if your going rate is only $10,000, like, I could get a $10,000 loan. Like, y'all, like, you gonna be corrupt and then just not even let me know that I could, like, there's something I could do? is that a bad, like, a bad point to take? Like, you're not even gonna tell me that you could be bought? It's raggedy. So when Bruce, he like lays out all his clues, he's spray painting on his floor like a serial killer, and then he puts everything in a circle with all these pictures because, you know, he's mad Alfred has been blown up. I thought to myself, oh, also he's shirtless for some reason, but we know what it is.
Yeah, so anyway, he's using, like, he could have used a marker or something on the floor, but he's like, let me just spray paint my floor because I'm rich, we can get it fixed later. He doesn't understand the game. Like, poor people don't do this, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, that was just driving me nuts. I was like, bro, you can't do that. But whatever.
Also, before his conference, we didn't mention the big thing. Before his confrontation with the Penguin, you know, where they had that demented ass car chase, Zoe Kravitz goes in to rob their like drug stash spot. She's like, runs up, takes a duffel bag full of money, opens another duffel bag, and that Russian girl is inside, dead as hell. And that's why she's renewed on her quest for vengeance. And like, so she makes it away with the money, and it's just like, This shit ain't got nothing to do with me. And then he meets her on the roof, and she's like, he's like, talking about Falcone and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, he owes me that money. And I was like, ooh, why? And he was like, oh, so you're gonna sell your soul for this money? And then she's like, because he's my father. I was like, ah.
I know there are so many like minor plots that worked. Like this one worked throughout the movie, obviously, because, you know, she got what she wanted out of it. But there's so many minor plots that they managed to tie up every single one. Like there was no weird plot points, which is insane.
The movie was ridiculously long, like for a movie, but like it didn't drag. I will give it that. There were no places where I was like,
everything added up too, which is just crazy to me. Like to have that many different things going on and to make all of it work.
Because 2 + 2 was making 4. One thing about this movie, 2 + 2 was making 4. And so we finally get up to the confrontation. And guess what? They finally figure out something that I could have told them at the beginning.
That a bat with wings?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a rat with wings.
And I was like, a rat with wings? First of all, that sounds like a bat to me. But you know what it also sounds like? A falcon. Because the rat was Carmine Falcone. The last clue says you drag the rat into the light and like, everything will be over. And I was like, who's the rat? Who's the rat? And Batman is like, you the rat. And he Jim Gordon exposes all that information like right then. And then he's like, I'm gonna go get Falcone. So they go in to get Falcone. And Zoe Kravitz is already there with her gun, ready to shoot the glove up. He's choking her.
He kind of got most of the money from the renewal fund, I think is what it was called.
Yes, that's where he got all the money. He owns the cops. He owns the DA. He owns the mayor. His little thug was like, you think listen, he works for us, we all work for him. The new mayor, it's not gonna matter. He is the mayor. And so
all it that's takes is $1 billion to get what you want, because listen, I would have fell for it too if you're paying me that much. I mean, not that he's paying $1 billion, but you know, that's more than enough money to pay anyone to do what you want. Back to the beginning, like, okay, he wanted to expose all this corruption, right? He could have just exposed it.
Like doing all these dumbass little riddles and killing people. You could have just exposed them. Like now they're dead. They don't have to face any consequences for the stress and like the evil that they've brought on this city. Like that's what you've done. You've absolved them through death.
That's when you went wrong, is because now it's just some weird God complex and a sick perversion to kill all these people.
Especially with you mounting and humping on people.
Exactly. It's weird. Like I'm telling you, this is a real person somewhere out there in the world. Like this is why he was so scary. Like, because somebody definitely has this kind of ideology.
No, wait, the scariest. Because
he did have a lot of followers.
The scariest part to me was that he has this hunting tactical mask on, this green hunting and then he wears his glasses on top of it like a fucking psycho. That was the biggest one. Like, you don't even have athletic goggles to put on top, like prescription goggles. You've got your glasses on top of this mask. You nutcase.
I like that because I felt like that was more of an homage to the real Riddler with those big ass glasses he usually wears, you know?
It was, but like, I was like, absolutely.
It didn't make sense, but like, logistically.
I already know what the one line is that's gonna twist the incel's mind. Cause Catwoman said all anyone cares about in this place is these white privileged assholes. And then they make out. And when I tell you they was making out, this was earlier in the movie, but I was like, stop eating her lips. Don't be mad because you don't have any. Stop that.
Man, I wish I had more time to talk about this movie because it was so good. Like, every part of this was good. And this, I said it already, but this is like a young Batman. So there's so much room to grow in this universe that they're making.
And there's room for Selina to grow as well, which I'm really appreciative of. I am so glad to see a fully realized, like fully conceptualized. There was obvious care put into this character, Selina Kyle. Like, she really got to go be her whole anti-hero self because she was trying to get justice for this girl. She was trying to help the people of Gotham City. She didn't want to let killers walk in the street, but she was willing to become one because, he was like, you don't have to throw your life away. And she's like, I got 9 of them. I was like, gangster as shit.
She did. It was so, you can tell when they made this movie that each person loved the characters in these movies. Like, they know who these characters are. These are fans of Batman comics. Like, this is kind of what we needed.
Don't say that, because these fools went on an interview. Whoever plays the Riddler and then Robert Pattinson and one of the other people, they went on an interview and were talking about how much they love Court of Owls. So
still a Batman comic. Still a Batman comic, though.
The lines were so excellent. Like their flirty dialogue. I don't want to say it makes the movie because it doesn't. Colin Farrell makes the movie. and Jeffrey Wright, because Jeffrey Wright ate too. He was so funny. And he was giving virtuous. It was giving, I'm the only good cop in Gotham City. Really, and I was like, period, because you are.
That's what I'm saying. All these characters have room to grow further, and there's plenty of room to introduce more characters. I think it's clear.
Because Gordon's not even a chief of police, let alone the commissioner. He's the lieutenant. So
the DA just died. So who else do you know?
We're going to need the DA and the police commissioner, because he was the dude that got ate by the rats.
Exactly. So I think it's very clear how we can add in more characters than they're right, you know?
Exactly. So Riddler's plan was basically that he was going to blow up a bunch of strategic places in Gotham City so that the levees would break and water would start rushing in. And he was going to gather everybody into this like localized building where they were having the mayoral rally. Like everybody was out in the streets because the streets were flooding. And then he was going to have his followers shoot up the place. And he told Batman this when Batman went to go visit him in Arkham after seeing all of the things blow up and going to his crazy ass apartment. And he Batman just made fun of him. It was so funny. He was like, you are pathetic. Yeah. But
this man was, he's very smart, very crazy.
He was an enigma. He had all these, they went into his little apartment. He had all kinds of like ciphers and codes and log books and ledgers. They looked on his computer. They were like, he got like 500 followers on here. I was like, that's not a lot.
It isn't Gotham City when all 500 go to shoot up a dome.
Yeah, because it didn't even seem like that many. It only seemed like probably like 20 or so. So I'm like, we're going to have to spend some time in this movie catching the rest of these people. Batman, get on the IP. Get on the IP. Because they need to be caught insanely pursued.
Whenever Batman was in the dome, it was really given like these Arkham or Arkham games, not Arkham Asylum.
The fighting style, especially, because he was like, okay, there's about 20 of them. I got to get them.
It was so good. Like they really knew what they were doing in these action scenes, first of all. And like this whole movie was just so good, except for the fact that it was so long.
And then even then, like Zoe was really giving as Selina. Like her performance was so tender and beautiful, because like the last little thug, she's like, okay, I got, because he looks like he about to die. And then she's like, it's okay, it's over. And I was like, this is so sweet, but it's not. Girl, watch your back, because you're not just anybody. So of course they grab her from behind and they start whipping her ass. And then Bruce is like passed out. So he pulls out this vial and stabs himself in the leg. And I was like, what?
He puts it.
They didn't explain it.
He puts it in like his glove, he had holes area, for that. And it like goes into his bloodstream. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is clearly a hint at
that Bane venom.
Yeah, that's clear. Right. And so they had like, with the DA dying, obviously Harvey Dent, and now we have Bane. And then at the end, we have a hint towards the Joker, not a subtle hint, but a hint towards the Joker.
Why shouldn't that be the Joker and it be like Calendar Man or something? One thing I really want to do with this new Batman series, like, since they're willing to take a chance on a Batman villain who's not the Joker, I would like them to continue doing that, because the Joker is not the end all be all of Batman's rogues gallery. And in fact, I think Batman's rogues gallery and how batshit crazy they are, it honestly does make the character, because it's like, what kind of demented city needs to be patrolled by a man wearing a grown man wearing a bat costume? The kind of place that could legitimately be terrorized by a calendar man.
But look at how many villains they put in this movie, and all of them were very clearly villains, and it still worked. To add that many characters of that many levels and layers to them, like, it worked really well.
Riddler's plan was fucking crazy. I was like, it's like he had me, and then he was like, this city doesn't deserve renewal, because he had another little Instagram live post ready to go live, and he's like, go in and shoot up the place. And I was like, what? I thought we was exposing corruption and, you know, eating the rich. That just shows that you're crazy. And then
it's the fact that some of his ideas made sense a little bit.
It's just like it all made sense, don't get me wrong, until it's like, this is that white male entitlement and God complex.
You don't gotta kill people and leave a note on their chest. I'm sorry.
You could have just exposed them. Like, you knew all this information. You could have just exposed them and kept exposing them.
And that goes back to, you can't be judge, jury, and executioner, because he really thought he was all of them.
Who really also thought that? Batman, because the last Riddler goon, they took his little mask off. They all had on the same clothes, by the way. And he was like, who are you? And this fool looked at Batman and said, I am vengeance. I was like, no. I felt like Mr. Incredible. You're not affiliated with me.
See, that adds just another level of what, because there has to be a sequel to this. So it adds another level to like what this sequel is going to be. And honestly, I'm really excited for it, because this really did hit pretty hard. This all happened within 5 days.
This is a week.
Journaling afterward. Yeah. How do you cause that much havoc in 1 week?
Like the Riddler ate. These other villains wish they had what he had. Because a week. He did this in a week.
I know. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen next with this little universe that they're making. Because it is good.
I'm praying that they get. Give me somebody zany. I want like a condiment king. Like I want somebody who legitimately should not have the ability to be terrorizing people the way that they are.
You can
like
easily, the Riddler. Yeah, the Riddler's not this scary, but they made him terrifying, and it definitely modernized him a lot too than what the Riddler is in the comics, you know? Like
yeah,
they made it work in what today's society would be.
I usually don't like when they try and ground things and make it more realistic, but this right here, they understood what to do. They understood what to do. They know what's going on, they know what people want to see. Like
I know, like you could just tell that this was written by Batman fans, and that's what I really appreciated about this. It was good. The Batcave was also like very young looking. Like the Batcave is going to grow so much in this future.
I don't know universe. Because when they made the Justice League movie, I still haven't watched Zack Snyder Justice League. Don't even get on my ass about that. That Batcave was it just was. It looked like some rich guy's hangout spot. I like that the Batcave is like. Or is a place where you can look around and be like, this guy is weird. He just had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like the Batcave in that movie looked like it was from IKEA, and so did the Batcave in this movie. So I was like, I need some weird. We need some weird. Like the giant penny is funny, and the T-Rex and, you know, all his shit.
I think it's going to be like that. I think this is just him. He's just barely getting started out. He hasn't had to get a giant penny yet.
Like, I don't remember what the guy's deal was, but I know he, like, is a robber or something, but he, like, steals pennies. I don't remember what the...
Final thoughts on this movie.
My final thought is, heroes don't do that.
Eat the cat. Oh.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Why is DC Comics so afraid of the cat?
Period. That's it. But on that note, sorry, one last quick thought. I really liked how... feline Selena really was in this movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's been really horny on Twitter because apparently Zoe Kravitz, she said she studied cats and she drank milk out of a bowl like a cat to prepare for the role. And everybody's like, where's the video? But, you know, I like the movie. I thought it was cool. That's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
So thank you for all your support. And we will see you next week when we talk about the excessively camp 2005 Elektra movie with Jennifer Garner.
We are available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord that we never check.
Bye.
Bye.